Always great to speak to one of the guys who is an authority, a respected voice in the world of football. It's a massive game this weekend with the Wanderers up against Sydney FC, but there's also lots of other stuff happening around in the world of football as well. We've got Mark Bosnich from Fox Sports on the line. G'day, Bozza.
Good morning, chaps. How are you? Happy New Year to you both and all the listeners.
And to you, Boz.
And to you, mate. And to you. All right, let's get with the derby first up. Arnie says, well, it doesn't matter who we put in defence. They won't have a shot on goal anyway. But is that a concern for Sydney FC about the one of the things that's been a feature of this year is their depth of squad, and they haven't got it now?
100% it's a concern. And Graham Arnold has been fantastic this season with the press, a real change from last season. But one of his strong points is, I'll call it this, the opposite. A lot of times what he says, if you go the opposite, and you get closer to the truth. And he knows from last week, they had a fantastic defensive record. Let's not get it wrong. Danny Vukovic in goal has been absolutely outstanding. The signing of Alex Wilkinson at the back has been great. The two fullbacks, Ryan Graham, Michael Zulo. But Matt German, who was an integral part of that defence, has, of course, gone to Korea. Mm. And Seb Ryle, his replacement, who's done well every time he's come in, injured his hamstring last week. So last week against Central Coast Mariners, they conceded two goals and could have conceded more than the Central Coast Mariners missed the penalty. And that would have been a bit of a concern and also would have lightened Tony Popovich's eyes up a little bit. It was in the crowd watching to see how they did struggle a little bit, especially in the second half and especially against the crosses. So he may go for a youngster. I've got no problem in throwing youngsters into a big game. You never lose with youngsters. They give you 110% effort. But it will be something that the other three mainstays who I just mentioned will have to make sure they keep an eye on.
Bozza, Arnie is a Wayne Bennett disciple, and you can see he loves to throw off. He loves the smoke screen and using the press to full advantage. You said before that you think he's been great with the press this year. Have you seen a discernible change in him compared to last year, particularly after that on-air stouch on Fox Sports?
100%, Webby, massive change. And you've done that article at the start of the season with him, and he basically stated in that article in the Herald about last season and some of the failings that he did last season, and he was spot on. And I really think, really, from that article, and that was at the beginning of the season, he has been a completely changed man. He has got other people around him who's known him for a long time. Phil Lansky, who used to work with him, the Australian team, has been around him and all that, which would be a great help to him. But also, it does help, and we know that, when your team is winning. And a lot of people have said that. They've only suffered one defeat all season. That's been in the FFA Cup final. It's not even been in the league. He's done everything. He's put every step right. And the big thing that I've said to a lot of people is, and I've actually said that to him as well, and he knows that, is that when his team goes through a bad spell, which invariably they may do, but the way they're going now, just over halfway of the season, you never know. They could go the whole season unbeaten.
Wow. Yeah, that's what they've been talking about for a long time. Your domain, of course, is goalkeeping, and that's really interesting in this derby as well, Bozza, because you mentioned Danny Vukovic and how well he's been going, but Vedran Janjanovic, after that strange transfer, looks like he'll be playing for the Wanderers, and Terry Antonis as well. What are you expecting the reception that he might get from Sydney FC fans?
Oh, they'll cop it. The both of them will cop it, especially Vedran. And especially being in goals, you're around your goals all the time. And at Allianz Stadium, the crowd will be quite close to him. So I would suggest that every time he goes near the ball, he'll cop a boo. But look, it's better that they boo you and talk about you in a bad way than don't talk about you at all. he's 28, 29 years of age now. He's played in derbies before. He should have the experience to make sure that it inspires him rather than unnerved him.
Yeah.
But the goalkeeper's lot is basically, and I said this to somebody the other day, if he does well, people are going to say it doesn't affect him. But when you make a mistake as a goalkeeper, invariably it leads to a goal. So that's the proof will be in the eating with Vedran Janjanovic, as it is with every goalkeeper week in, week out.
Is Tony Popovich under any pressure?
Yes, he is. Mm. There's no doubt about that. Fantastic success, as we know, in the first 3 years. He, along with others, Gia Moore, who won the double last year, all suffer because of the silly salary cap that we have in our game, and whereby if you're successful, you get punished. Last season, he comes second in the league, and he comes second, lost the grand final. But all of a sudden, players and staff to that extent as well, and rightly so, want a pay increase because they've done well. Well, you can't here because of the salary cap. So that is a point. But the bottom line is the results at a football club, whether it be a, you know, any sporting club, whether it be a AFL side, whether it be a rugby league side, rugby union, or cricket. Not so much cricket, I guess, but it comes down to one man, and that is the manager. And the results of the Western Sydney Wanderers haven't been good enough. They're still not out of the six. That's true. But in terms of the top four, things are slipping away. Anything can happen. But if things continue, there are rumblings out at Wonderland. And like I said, nearly always, it does. The responsibility lies with the manager.
One of the other big stories of the week, of course, was FIFA announcing that they would go from 32 to 48 teams for the World Cup. And I'm yet to hear anyone that has said anything positive about it. Are you going to continue the chorus, Bozza?
No, I'm not. You're going to have a first here. I'm completely over the moon about it. I think it's a great idea.
Wow.
Look, international football has been bland for some time, over 20 years. It's pretty much been overtaken by the European Champions League. Because of the quality of play, and it suffered, really. If you look when the Champions League started, it was in the early 90s. I think it was 91, 92, around then. Since then, you couldn't really put your hand on your heart and say there's been a great World Cup. You know, probably the last great World Cup was probably 86. And if we look back in 1982, FIFA had 109 nations playing the game, and 24 nations were able to qualify, about 22%. Right now, we have 211 nations playing, and we're having 48 teams. It's pretty much the same, 22%.
Yeah, right.
And there's a couple of things on that. And one of it is, and this is really, people in Australia should be able to empathise with this. Everyone remembers how important it was, not only for our game, but for the country to see us qualify in 2006. And I don't believe that we should deny that to any other team around the world. The game is growing. And you need to give the opportunity for all these teams around the world to have that feeling, to be able to play in a World Cup. The other thing as well, with the 16 groups of three, there'll be pretty much no chance of there ever being dead rubbers like we've seen in the past. So Spain versus Australia in 2014 was a dead rubber. Mm. Neither side could qualify for the next round. This way, even if one side sort of gets beaten twice in the first two games, the third game will still involve two teams playing for first or second, which will mean that they'll be seeded for the knockout round of groups. And also, there's no extra games. There's still seven games if you want to make the final. And also, the duration of the tournament is no longer as well. There will be more games overall because the amount of teams, yes.
Yeah,
that's understandable, but I'm actually a great advocate for it, and it's only natural. Like I said, to give all these teams an opportunity. And the last thing, and this may be a little bit hard to understand for a lot of people, but from an ex-top player's point of view, it takes the sting out of the qualifiers. And why is that important? I'll tell you why. Because then players who play in Europe then have to travel to Africa or Australia or other parts of Asia. This won't be such a tax on those people. So Tim Cahill, for example, in the past, who sacrificed so much to come back here and play for Australia. In the future now, Ange Postecoglou, whoever the national team manager, will be able to say, look, listen, we'll concentrate on the local players because, this game we should be okay. We should be able to qualify as well. Or actually help players that have to travel long distances for World Cup qualifiers, which... sometimes, in terms of what they're doing with their club, are pretty insignificant.
Yeah, interesting. Mm. Interesting.
Absolutely. Well, Boz, thank you for your insights there. Very much looking forward to seeing you guys on the Fox Sports panel, as always.
Thank you very much. Just before I go, just a massive rest in peace to Graham Taylor, the ex-Watford, Aston Villa and Wolverhampton, and England manager, who passed away in England overnight. He was a great footballing man. And very, very sad news that he passed away.
Was he your manager at Aston Villa?
He wasn't. No, I'd come with Ron Atkinson, but I'd actually met him. We had this. It was an all-star game for Sky TV, which is like Fox over in England, where a whole bunch of stars off the pitch, who were either TV stars or singers or even other sportsmen, and with me in goal, played against Premier League stars. We did that for 3 years running, and he was the manager there. He was a tremendous man, a great footballing man, and done wonders for Aston Villa when he was then, especially Watford originally under Elton John, when he took them all the way up and they come second in the old First Division. He had a tough time with England, but probably suffered the fact that the English teams were banned from Europe during that time.
But
just a rest in peace for him, and sympathies and condolences to all his family.
As always, thanks, well Boz. Said, Bozza. Appreciate that. Enjoy this big weekend of football, mate. Thanks for your time.
Take care, guys. I really appreciate it.